Hello, this is Tom Castaldi, and welcome to the Heritage Trail north of Fryman Square across Superior Street on Wells, where the oldest iron bridge in Allen County stands. The Wells Street Bridge, our only remaining iron truss bridge, was built in 1884 by the Canton Bridge Company of Canton, Ohio. The first bridge to cross the St. Mary's River at this point was a wooden one, but was replaced in 1859 by the first iron bridge built in Allen County, constructed by Mosley and Company of Cincinnati, Ohio. This bridge collapsed a year later under the weight of a large herd of cattle, many of which drowned in the river. In 1860, the bridge was rebuilt as an iron and wood structure on several piers. The demolition of the 1860 bridge began on July 9, 1884, with specifications calling for the reuse of its timbers in the new bridge. Bridge Commissioner Bryant, however, accidentally destroyed the old bridge completely when he tried to burn off the heavy stringers that were difficult to dislodge. Completed in November, the first vehicle to cross over the new structure was the Republican electioneering carriage. By the 1890s, electric trolley lines were laid in the bridge to connect downtown to the Bloomingdale neighborhood area on the north side of the city. Moving to the east along the St. Mary's River to the thumb-shaped bend in the river is the site of Headwaters Park. It was created by the citizens of Fort Wayne through their donations, ideas, and labor as a means of flood control. Earlier designs had a similar purpose. George Kessler's plan of 1912 envisioned a green space for recreation in the great bend of the river to absorb springtime floods, as did the park design submitted to the city in 1927 by Robert Hanna. In 1984, the Indiana Department of Transportation also developed a plan for the downtown floodplain. The earliest recorded flood in the Three Rivers area occurred in 1790 when the Indian settlement of Kikianga suffered from a disastrous combination of rapid spring thaw and heavy rains. Before dikes were built, the average flood level was about 14 feet. When engineers built dikes to protect riverside neighborhoods and businesses, the flood levels rose steadily. By the 1920s, floods were more frequent and the average flood level jumped to nearly 20 feet. The terrible flood of 1913 occurred during March when the Maumee rose overnight from 7 feet to over 26 feet. The dikes along the lakeside neighborhood gave way. In the end, 15,000 people were made homeless and 6 people lost their lives. Mayor Jesse Groice organized an heroic relief effort, and martial law was declared with orders given to shoot looters. In 1982, because of the flood-fighting efforts of volunteers against record flooding yet again, Fort Wayne gained a reputation as a city that saved itself. In the wake of these disasters, plans for allowing flooding to wash across the Great Bend in the St. Mary's River assumed increasing importance. At the groundbreaking ceremony on October 26, 1993, Headwaters Park was heralded as the premier lasting legacy of the Fort Wayne Bicentennial Celebration and a monument to the cooperative efforts of all segments of the city that saved itself. On October 22, 1999, the new facility was dedicated, and on January 1, 2000, the commission turned the project over to the city's Park Department for operation. During the year 2000, the nonprofit Headwaters Park Alliance was given full-time management responsibilities for the space by the City of Fort Wayne's Park Board. In doing so, a public-private arrangement was established, bolstering a spirit of individual citizens working together with local government. This is Tom Castaldi, and we're moving on because we're out of time for now. But we look forward to having you tour with us next time on the Heritage Trail.